Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're pulling back the curtain on something that really seems to be a game changer for businesses, digital consultancy.
That's right.
You know that feeling? When your digital efforts are kind of like a ship without a rudder, maybe lost at sea, unsure where to go next, or even how to start navigating? We're diving into how a firm like Electric Pencil, based on our sources, acts as that very compass, you know, transforming digital chaos into a hopefully clear path to growth.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Because for so many businesses, it feels like you're constantly spinning countless plates, right?
Yeah.
Digital strategy, online presence, marketing effectiveness.
Absolutely. So many moving parts.
It's tough knowing exactly where to invest your precious resources or what's truly effective. Or maybe if you're just guessing half the time. And that's really the core issue that digital consultancy tries to fix, isn't it?
That's precisely it. Yeah. If we were to define it clearly, maybe think of consultancy not just as a service, but like your digital compass.
Okay, a digital compass like that.
It helps you find the right direction, steer clear of those, you know, costly pitfalls, and truly chart a clear course toward your business goals.
So it's about direction.
It is. Its core function is working shoulder to shoulder with, you know, owners, directors, marketing managers.
Yeah, people actually doing the work or making the decisions.
Exactly. Pinpointing those digital roadblocks. And then, this is key, crafting genuinely actionable strategies.
Actionable. Not just theory.
Right. Whether that's revitalizing a website that feels, well, ancient.
We've all seen those.
Or fine-tuning digital marketing campaigns that aren't quite hitting the mark, maybe optimizing user experience. The consistent aim is, like the source says, replacing confusion with clarity.
Okay.
And frustration with, you know, actual results. It's less about just fixing tech problems.
Right.
And more about translating that business vision into a digital reality that works.
That distinction, confusion versus clarity, frustration versus results, that sounds vital, but let's be honest, lots of firms claim they offer that.
Yeah.
So what are some of the most common, maybe painful pitfalls you see businesses falling into before they bring in a digital compass like Electric Pencil? What's the real cost of feeling lost?
Oh, it's often surprisingly simple issues, but they snowball. You know, we see businesses spending money on ads, sometimes quite a bit, but seeing zero impact, just nothing.
Ouch. That hurts the bottom line.
Absolutely. Or maybe their website traffic is, you know, through the roof, loads of visitors yet. It's just not converting.
So lots of window shoppers, no buyers.
Exactly. Imagine a bustling shop where nobody actually buys anything. That's kind of the digital equivalent.
Okay, what else? Another really common one. Getting conflicting advice from different agencies. One says do this, another says do that.
Leading to paralysis, right? You don't know who to trust.
Precisely. They end up paralyzed by choice. And of course, you've got businesses stuck with really outdated tech or stale messaging that just doesn't resonate anymore.
Yeah. Or maybe those who find their old, you know, DIY digital solutions, the things they cobbled together themselves, just aren't cutting it anymore as they grow.
That makes sense. What works for a startup might not work later.
Exactly. And these aren't just minor annoyances. They're direct costs. Wasted time, wasted money, missed opportunities. It all adds up.
Yeah. I think many of us have been there, maybe spending hours down YouTube rabbit holes trying to fix a website or figure out social media.
Oh, yeah. Been there.
Only to realize you've maybe created more problems than solutions. It's a humbling moment, isn't it?
It really is.
So, okay. If those are the problems, what does that imagined world look like? The one where digital efforts actually make business easier and stronger. What does consultancy deliver?
Right. The promise here, it's really about leveraging digital to simplify and strengthen your business. What consultancy delivers, well, as our sources highlight, it starts with aligned strategies.
Aligned strategies. What does that mean practically?
It means truly bridging that gap between your big picture business goals and what you're actually doing digitally day to day.
Okay, so making sure everything's pulling in the same direction.
Precisely. Like ensuring every digital action you take is pushing you towards your main objective, not just, you know, random acts of digital marketing.
Not just busy work.
Then there are the hidden insights. Think of this like unearthing a buried treasure map in your digital landscape.
Okay.
You might suspect there's value there, maybe gaps or missed opportunities, but without the right tools or expertise, you'd likely never find them. They could be costing you revenue without you even knowing.
Finding the leaks in the bucket, so to speak.
Exactly. And you also get tailored solutions, tools, and tactics designed specifically for your unique business needs, not just generic templates pulled off a shelf.
Custom fit, not one size fits all.
That's the idea. And all this leads to optimized spend, identifying what genuinely works, what's giving you a return,
and getting rid of what doesn't.
And eliminating what doesn't, saving you money and, frankly, a lot of headaches. And maybe the ultimate takeaway here: consultancy isn't just about doing digital better. It's about empowering you to make confident decisions, turning that uncertainty into strategic clarity.
That makes sense. But, you know, for a business that's struggling, maybe watching its budget closely, how do they know they're actually achieving optimized spend with a consultant? How do they know they haven't just shifted costs from, say, ads to consultancy fees? What's the metric that truly shows it's working?
That's a really critical question. And it's not just about cutting costs. It's about optimizing the return on those costs.
Right, the ROI.
Exactly. The key metric is often a clearer, measurable return on investment for every digital dollar spent. Huh. Are more of your leads actually converting into customers?
Okay.
Is your cost per acquisition, how much it costs to get a new customer, decreasing while the quality of those customers may be increased?
My quality matters too.
Absolutely. Are sales directly attributable to your digital efforts going up? A good consultancy, like Electric Pencil aims to be, will make those connections really clear. They'll provide the data to back it up, showing how every dollar is working harder for you.
Got it. So it's about tangible results tied back to the investment. Now, what's often missing in this conversation, I think, is understanding what truly differentiates one consultancy from another. They can sound similar on the surface.
They definitely can.
Electric Pencil, from what we've gathered in the sources, seems to really emphasize this no fluff, no filler philosophy. How does that actually, like, show up in practice?
Yeah, it's refreshing, isn't it? That no fluff, no filler seems to mean they cut straight to what matters for your business.
Okay.
They focus on custom strategies described as never canned, meaning they're built uniquely around your specific situation, not some template they reuse for everyone.
Makes sense. Every business is different.
Right. And they pride themselves on a blend of creative and strategic. So design-savvy solutions aren't just about looking pretty.
Although that helps.
It definitely helps. But here, it's backed by proven commercial smarts. The goal is driving revenue, not just winning design awards.
Strategy behind the style.
Exactly. And, you know, while many places throw around terms like human first, the sources suggest here it genuinely means friendly guidance without drowning you in confusing jargon.
That's a big one. Tech speak can be overwhelming.
It really can. They aim to make it accessible.
And you mentioned earlier things like hands-on help and deep experience across various business sizes, from startups to bigger companies. What's one common misconception or maybe challenge you've seen that surprises even seasoned business leaders, regardless of their company size, when they finally get that kind of dedicated hands-on support?
That's a great point. A big misconception, I think, regardless of the business size, is that digital challenges are purely technical.
Oh, interesting. Not just about the website code or the ad platform settings.
Often, no. The biggest hurdle can actually be internal. Maybe getting different departments aligned, or sometimes just a fear of letting go of old ways of doing things, even if they aren't working.
Organizational inertia.
Exactly. And with that hands-on help, clients are often surprised by how much more effective their own teams become. It's not just about getting advice dropped on them,
right,
but being actively supported in implementing it. It becomes about building their capability too, not just delivering a report and walking away.
So it's more of a partnership.
Yes. Electric Pencil puts it perfectly in the source. Mm. We're not consultants who hand you a dusty report and vanish.
I think we've all received one of those dusty reports at some point.
Probably.
Yeah.
They emphasize diving deep, figuring out what's truly holding you back, and then crafting that clear, actionable path forward. It really embodies their mantra: listen first, strategize second, and act always.
Okay, that listen first, strategize second, act always approach.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds practical, and it seems to carry right through their actual process. Can you walk us through how they go from that initial conversation to getting those measurable results you talked about?
Sure. It's described as, well, practical, collaborative, and definitely people first. The whole process is designed to give you direction, momentum, and importantly, those measurable results.
Okay, step one.
Step one, absolutely foundational, is listening first. They kick things off with a free consultation. And the key thing here, according to the source, is no assumptions, no pre-made slides, just a real conversation.
So they're not coming in with a pre-baked solution.
Exactly. They genuinely want to understand your business, your unique challenges, your specific goals first. It's not just a sales pitch. It's like a diagnostic conversation.
Right. Understanding the patient before prescribing the medicine.
Precisely. A great analogy. From there, step two is they audit what matters. And this isn't just a quick glance. It's described as a deep, honest look at your entire digital presence, website, content, marketing efforts, maybe even the systems behind the scenes.
Looking under the hood properly?
Yes. The objective is to spot those gaps you might be missing, uncover those hidden opportunities we mentioned, and really zero in on what's actually holding your business back.
Okay, so listen first, then audit deeply. What's next?
After that thorough audit, they move to step three. Deliver a clear, actionable roadmap. And again, emphasis on actionable.
Not the 50-page dusty reports.
Exactly. You won't get that massive report that just sits on a shelf. Instead, you receive practical recommendations. It outlines precisely what needs to change, crucially, why it matters for your goals, and how to actually do it.
The how is important.
Very. And it's all based on your specific goals, your available resources, and what your priorities are right now.
Makes sense. What else?
Well, what's also quite compelling is step four. They offer to support implementation if you need that extra push.
So they don't just leave you with the roadmap.
Nope. They can literally, as they say, roll up their sleeves and work alongside you, whether that's helping refine the website, sharpen your messaging, or optimize those marketing campaigns.
So real hands-on help if needed.
Yes. And finally, step five acknowledges that the digital world is always changing, right?
Constantly.
So if the partnership continues, they emphasize checking in and adjusting. This means regularly reviewing progress, tweaking tactics as the market shifts or your business evolves, and just making sure you maintain that momentum.
Continuous improvement, basically.
That's a good way to think about it. It's not a one and done fix.
Okay, so that whole process sounds pretty thorough, from listening all the way to ongoing adjustment. So wrapping this up then, what does all of this really mean for you, the listener, who might be feeling some of that digital frustration we talked about?
Well, I think the key takeaway is that digital consultancy, done right, isn't just another buzzword or another expense line. Yep. It can be a vital partner for businesses looking to cut through that complexity, get more from their spend, and truly align their digital efforts with their big picture goals.
It's about making digital work for the business, not be a source of stress.
Exactly. It's about transforming your digital presence from maybe a source of frustration or an unfulfilled promise into a powerful, reliable asset, something that genuinely drives business growth.
A growth engine, not a leaky bucket.
Precisely.
Okay, so that brings us to our final thought for you to mull over.
Yeah, this whole discussion raises, I think, an important question for you to consider. Given that the sources really highlight that, for many businesses, DIY digital solutions just aren't cutting it anymore.
That point where what you could do yourself isn't enough.
Exactly. What truly defines that tipping point? When does that reliance on your own internal efforts or maybe fragmented agency help shift to the undeniable need for more external, tailored, hands-on expertise?
When do you make that leap?
Right. Is it when the sheer effort just starts outweighing the results you're getting? Or is it maybe when the strategic vision you have for your business demands a depth of execution, a level of expertise that only that kind of dedicated, specialized help can really provide? Where's that line for your business to unlock those hidden growth opportunities?
Something to think about. When does good enough stop being good enough?